Clyde Beatty Show. World's greatest wild animal trainer, Clyde Beatty, with another exciting story transcribed from his brilliant career. This master of the big cats captures ferocious jungle beasts and trains them to perform under the big top in the circus, where there are always thrills, action, and danger. Hundreds of dramatic behind-the-scenes adventures are all part of the Clyde Beatty story. Here is the story of the Query Bravery. Clyde Beatty has told you many of the thrilling adventures he's experienced while on expeditions through Africa. Here is one that took place on his last safari into southern Nigeria, the land of the Bakwiri.
Oh, hot. Isn't it, Clyde?
Yeah. We better stop a while and let you rest.
Oh, no. Women who go on jungle expeditions shouldn't expect special attention.
Oh, but this is different, Harriet.
You told me not to come along. I insisted. Now I'll be doggoned if I'll hold you back.
You've been a swell sport, but really, honey, we're not in any hurry.
Okay. You talked me into it. Let's sit down.
It's amazing the difference in climate between this and the northern part of Nigeria.
Wouldn't be so bad if it weren't so humid.
It'll get worse as we approach the delta where the Niger River flows into the ocean.
Voila! Voila!
Oh, great. I forgot to signal Wongo we were stopping. Over here, Wongo.
He probably thought something had happened to us.
Uh-oh. From the look on his face, we're in for a good bawling out.
Voila! You stop in jungle. You no signal, Wongo.
Sorry, Wongo. I made a mistake.
No should make mistake in jungle.
You're right, Wongo. I'm sorry.
3 times Wongo lead Bwana Beatty on safari. 3 times bring back safe. No more want Wongo. Wongo leave. Go home, country.
Now, take it easy. Of course we don't want you to leave.
Temperamental, isn't he?
Wanna stop. Wanna signal, Wongo.
Sure. I heard you.
Wanna stop. Wanna signal, Wongo.
That'll do, Wongo.
Yes, Wanna.
All right. Tell the boys we'll rest for 10 minutes and then move on.
Yes, Wana.
I think you hurt his feelings.
Oh, I've gone through this for years with Wongo. He'll sulk a while and he'll get over it.
What's that?
I don't know. Never heard anything like it.
Is it some sort of animal?
Never.
Well, what is it?
Sounds like a streamliner tooting at a crossing.
Oh, don't be silly. Listen. Clyde, I'm frightened.
Kind of gives me the creeps, too.
If it doesn't stop, I'll scream.
Easy, baby, easy. Wongo, come back.
What could it be?
I don't know, but I'm sure going to find out.
We return to Clyde Beatty in just a moment. And now, back to Clyde Beatty's adventure, Bakwiri Bravery.
Wongo!
You call, Wana.
What's making that sound?
Horn makes sound.
Of course it's a horn, but what does it mean?
Bush people talk.
Talk?
Yes, Wana. Horn makes talk. Tribe to tribe.
Who makes talk?
Bush people.
Well, you said that.
Bakwiri make talk with horn.
Bakwiri? Well, aren't they like other Bantu people? Don't they send messages with drums?
Bakwiri use drums. Bakwiri use horn.
That's a new one on me. Tell me, Wongo, can you read what the horns say?
Only Bakwiri read the language of horn.
All right, Wongo. We'll be pushing on in a few minutes.
Yes, Wana.
You can relax, Harriet. Those horns are just a variation of the jungle telegraph system.
Just the same, they give me the jitters.
It's only the Bakwiri talking back and forth. They're probably announcing our arrival.
Is that good or bad?
What do you mean?
Well, who or what are the Bakwiri?
Oh, just some Bantu people who've migrated into southern Nigeria. I know we were close to their country, but I didn't know about those horns.
Are they savages?
Well, You wouldn't exactly want them for neighbors back in Chillicothe, Ohio. They aren't headhunters or cannibals, though.
That's comforting to know.
However, I wouldn't advise interfering with any of their rather unusual tribal customs.
Heaven forbid. Anyhow, I'm no busybody.
For example, they mercilessly fulfill the law of blood for blood.
Sounds horrible.
It is. If a Bakweri gets hurt or killed, even if it's an accident, somebody pays.
You don't mean with money.
I mean
with... All right. You don't mind. Couldn't we just sort of pass by the Bakweri?
Impossible.
You mean they won't let you?
Oh, no, no. It's just that there are 60 separate clans of them and hundreds of their villages between here and Port Harcourt.
Oh.
Someplace along the line, one of the chiefs is sure to invite us to dinner.
Yes?
Well, we couldn't very well refuse. Now, could we, honey?
We could just say...
Tribal custom, Harriet. Tribal custom.
I think I see what you mean. Clyde, I know we had to accept the chief's invitation to this, clam bake. But how long is it going to last?
What's the matter, honey? You getting bored?
Well, really. After 3 days, you'd think they've had enough. Those infernal drums are driving me crazy. I want some peace and quiet.
Oh, I'm tired of it all, too, but not half as tired as those jitterbugs out there must be. Well, they dance for hours without even a breather.
I wish somebody would tell us what on earth they're celebrating.
Remember, darling, out here one doesn't...
I know. One doesn't interfere with tribal custom. But what if this goes on for weeks?
Then we sit here for weeks.
Oh, my head. If only they'd stop for a few minutes.
Well, right on cue.
This sudden quiet. It's...
No, honey, make up your mind. Here we go again.
Oh, no. Quiet. Look, over there.
What? Why, it's a young boy. He's wounded.
Crawling on his hands and knees into the clearing.
That boy's badly hurt. Why, he can hardly move.
Why doesn't somebody help him?
He's trying to make it where the chief is sitting.
Oh, the poor thing. The poor little thing.
He can't do it. He can just barely move.
He's dragging something. Can you see what it is?
That's funny. Seems to be some sort of animal skin. Hey, that's the skin of a lion.
A lion?
Yeah, and a big one, too.
What does it mean?
Say, that youngster's in bad shape.
If one of those heartless fiends doesn't go out there and help him, I will.
You'll do no such thing. Now, don't move.
But he's just a baby. He's badly hurt.
We can't interfere.
Oh, Clyde, it's brutal.
I know, I know.
I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Well, don't try.
Look. He's standing up.
He's on his feet.
He's staggering over to the chief, dragging that filthy lion skin.
He's straightening his back. Come on, kid, make it, make it.
He can hardly stand.
Come on, boy. 10 more yards, that's all. Just 10 more yards.
Clyde, this isn't the Rose Bowl game.
No, but it looks like the jungle equivalent. A little more. Just a little more. He's made it. He's made it.
Did you find out what it was all about, Clyde?
Yeah, it was an initiation. Every Bakweri boy goes through it when he turns 14.
In that case, I'm surprised there are any Bakweri men.
Well, anyway, the ones that make it are really men. You see, the boy goes out into the jungle or on the veldt, armed only with a spear and a knife.
And all alone?
All alone. The object is to bring back the skin of a full-grown lion and lay it at the feet of the chief.
If he doesn't?
He doesn't come back.
Well... That's growing up the hard way.
It isn't exactly a Sunday school picnic.
Oh, that poor youngster. He got so torn up.
Yeah, he's half dead.
Surely they treated his wounds.
Oh, they sewed him up with coarse thread after they rubbed salt in the wounds to make nice, big, beautiful scars.
Oh, no.
Sure. Those scars are like winning your varsity letter at Notre Dame. This boy was lucky.
Lucky?
Yeah. Some of the lads bring in a lion skin without getting a scratch.
That's not so good.
No. The boys that make the all-Baquiri team have to have scars.
Do they ever try to cheat? I mean, scratch themselves up deliberately?
I suppose, but if they get caught, they get kicked out of the league permanently.
Oh, Clyde. And to think the teenagers back home.
Yeah, they don't realize how lucky they are to be born in America instead of equatorial Africa.
Wana! Wana! Get ready. Go now. Leave Baquiri crowd.
What's the rush, Wango?
Baquiri make ready. More juju.
Oh, dear. Not another of those three-day dance marathons.
Another boy. Go for big cat.
Well, let's get out of here before we get stuck again.
Oh, there go the drums. Let's hurry before it's too late.
If we shove off before the party gets going good, we won't have to stay.
All packed. Ready, go.
Good, Wango. Glad you thought of it.
Oh.
What's the matter, honey?
That scrawny little tyke standing there. Don't tell me he's the next one to be sent after a lion.
What's the difference? We can't do anything about it.
They can't send that weak little thing out there. I won't let them.
Well, are you crazy? Now, come along.
But query or not, he's just an innocent child. I'm going to speak to the chief about him.
Harriet, come back. Do you want to get us all killed? Harriet.
Clyde Beatty will return in just a moment. And now, back to Clyde Beatty and Baquiri Bravery.
Fortunately, I caught Harriet before she could make what might well have been a fatal scene in front of the Baquiri chief. I forced her, protesting all the way to where Wango and our other naked boys were waiting to set out across the belt. We weren't very far from the Baquiri village before Harriet's good sense returned. When she realized fully the spot she might have put us on, she was very contrite.
I guess an expedition like this really isn't a place for a woman, Clyde.
Forget it, honey. Anyone's liable to lose his good judgment sometime. The place has nothing to do with it.
I realize now how foolish it would have been. I couldn't stop a tribal custom as strong as this one of the Baquiri.
Would have been impossible.
No, that's what frightens me. If you hadn't been there to stop me, I'd have marched right up to the chief and demanded him to give that child a good dinner and send him to bed.
The old boy probably would have had a fit before he ordered us all boiled in oil.
Just the same. I can't get the picture of that tiny tyke out of my mind. To think of him going out after a huge lion. We'll never make it.
I know. Chances are some animal will kill him his first night out.
Poor, frightened little thing. Alone at night, country like this.
Well, maybe it's just as well, honey.
Clyde, how can you say that?
Life in this part of the world is a tough proposition. Only the strong can survive. That, you see, is the purpose of what seems to us only a cruel ritual. Those natives figure if a boy can't take care of himself at 14, he won't live long anyway.
I see your point, but I still think it's horrible.
Well, let's forget it and think about something pleasant. Like finding a nice place to set up camp for the night, huh?
Right. Lead on, McBeatty. Awfully good.
We don't really need such a big fire, but it helps keep the flies and mosquitoes away.
Oh, excuse me. That big dinner Wango fixed made me sleepy. Incidentally, what was that we had?
Brisket of water buffalo. The best part, high off the hump.
It was delicious.
Hold it. Hand me that rifle.
What was that?
Something in the brush over there.
Maybe it's Wango or one of the boys.
They know better than to move through brush like that at night.
Whatever it is run off.
Those are our boys. Sounds like they've caught something. Wango! Wango, what is it?
Clyde, it's the boy, the Baquiri boy.
Wango catch the boy, hide him brush.
Well, he must have seen our fire. Came close for protection.
Oh, you poor baby. Come here.
Yango Loba Yaba. No, ya, Bobolada.
Ya, Ruga. Bring him here, Wango. No touch, Pakwiri boy.
Oh, Wango, don't be silly. That boy's hungry and frightened.
No touch. No feed, Pakwiri boy.
Here, now, just a minute. Let me talk to him.
Him no understand.
Well, you ask him if he's hungry. Well, ask him, Wango.
Pakwiri, Laba Mumbo?
Yaba. Yaba la Bobada.
Him say, let him go. Let him go.
It's no use, Harriet. The boy saw our fire and came close because he was frightened of the dark.
Surely it won't hurt to feed him and let him stay for the night.
Well, it's fine with me, but I don't think he'll do it.
Oh, try, Clyde. Please try.
Wango, ask the boy to eat with us and sleep here.
No, Juana.
Do as I say.
Laba Mumbo. Laba Areda.
He's running off. Stop him, Wango. Stop him.
Hold it, Wango. No use, honey. We couldn't catch him now.
It's good, Bakwiri boy, go.
Oh, Wango, you're as bad as a Bakwiri.
Yes, Mbwana. Wango sleep now.
Oh, that's too bad, honey, but... Well, that's the way it is.
I know, but...
That's a lion.
It's after the boy!
Right. Wango! Wango! Harriet, stay right here by the fire. Whatever happens, don't leave it.
Yes, Clyde.
Wango, order the boys to protect the camp. You come with me.
Yes, Bwana.
That cat's probably been stalking the boy all evening.
Let boy fight lion.
There are other lions. Let's help him with this one.
Wango, no lion.
Oh, be quiet.
Yes, Bwana.
All right, hold it. Hold it. We're getting close.
Boy, there. Stand on rock.
But so dark, how can you see?
On rock. There.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see him.
Lion, there. In clearing.
Step back. Let me get a shot at him. Steady now. Easy there. Again.
Lion dead? Buona.
Good. I couldn't see too well in this bad light. Now let's get that boy.
Boy gone. Him run away.
Great. This is where we came in.
What Buona mean?
Never mind. Let's get back to camp.
Going to be hot again today.
That's to be expected, huh? You ready to move out?
All ready.
Move on, Wango.
Wonder how the little Bakwiri made out last night.
We should be passing the spot where I killed the big cat last night.
Wango and the boys have stopped up ahead. They're looking at something.
Probably the lion carcass, or what's left of it after the hyenas got through with it. Oh, Wango, what is it?
Bones. Dead lion.
Lion's bones? Hyenas get it?
Yes, but not skin.
What do you mean?
See? Signs of flesh. No skin.
You mean somebody skinned that cat?
Yes, Juana. Here is trail. Bakwiri boy skin lion. Him go off.
That's terrible.
Yes, Juana. Wango tell you no shoot lion.
I know you.
Well, why is it so terrible? The boy will just bring the skin back to the chief.
And they'll string him up by the thumbs.
But why?
Because, my darling, that skin will have at least 3 bullet holes in it. They'll know the boy didn't kill it.
Oh, I see.
What a mess. Come on, let's see if we can follow his trail.
Getting close, Juana.
Yeah, he can't be more than a quarter of a mile ahead.
Look here, Juana.
What have you found?
Here, fresh track.
Another cat. It's following him, too.
Clyde, listen.
Let's go. Wait. That cat's in trouble.
Look, Juana. Look.
How about that? The lion's flailing around in its death throes. The boy scored a bullseye with a spear.
Is he all right?
Oh, he's standing there watching the cat die with the biggest grin on his face you've ever seen.
Oh, my. Look at the size of that cat.
It must have been the mate of the one I killed last night.
Well, anyway, it's dead. Listen to him. Let's go congratulate him.
No, honey. No, he's made the grave. Let's just get out of here before we mess up some more tribal customs.
is the star of our show, Clyde Beatty.
There are many kinds of bravery, but none so strange as that of the Bakwiri boys in the story you just heard. Don't miss my next thrilling experience.
Incidents in the career of the world-famous Clyde Beatty and the Clyde Beatty Circus. The Clyde Beatty Show was produced and transcribed by Shirley Thomas, written by Robert T. Smith and Frank Hart Tausig. Music composed and conducted by Albert Glasser. All names used were fictional, and any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This is a Commodore production.